right after the storm, we got back to the bayou. We take a look at my house, saw how it was destroyed. Part of it had fallen off the blocks and everything else. When I got into my house, the first part of my house, and my son was with me, and he's like, well, it doesn't look too bad. And then when we opened the living room door, it was like, okay, you don't want to go in there. It was really bad, you know. And he said something. I kind of made a joke about it. I remember saying, he said, well, at least you still have your sense of humor. And I said, well, what do you want me to do, cry and get everything more wet than it is? And at that point, it started pouring down, raining again. And we just sat there and started laughing because, I mean, it was like you were sitting in a house, but it was raining like it was outside. And all I could think about was how many people were going through that and had no other place to live. Because I knew that I could either, you know, live with him or with my family. You know, my daughter's house had damage, but it was livable. But how many people out there didn't have that opportunity? Had no other place to go. No other, you know, means of shelter.